I'm 13 years old, and I play bassoon. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Mara. That was Mara playing the Kids Commute theme on her bassoon. Join in, be featured on the show. Find everything you need to know how to do that at kidscommute.org. Hi, Kids Commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Chinese New Year week on Kids Commute. We will check in with our Quizlet with one more hint for you after the music today. Well, Happy New Year. All week we are celebrating the Chinese New Year, known as the Spring Festival, the Lunar New Year. We've been learning about some of the food, customs, and traditions that take place over this 15-day festival. The sixth day, for instance, is Horses Day, where people burn garbage in order to drive away the ghost of poverty. On day 8, there's another traditional family dinner on the night before the birthday of the Jade Emperor, who is considered the ruler of heaven. And on the 9th day, prayers, rituals, and food offerings are given to the Jade Emperor. Day 10, they have a birthday party for him. Today's music from China is the Yellow River Piano Concerto. This was written by Yin Cheng Zong and Zhu Wanghua. This is based on the Yellow River Cantata by Zhang Qinghai. A cantata is a vocal piece, like with a big choir. Now, the legend has it that Qinghai wrote this cantata in the year 1939 over a course of 6 days while hiding in a cave during a war. He incorporated traditional Chinese folk melodies and uses the Yellow River as a symbol of Chinese strength. Now, here's where we need to get into a little bit of the Chinese political situation, because this affects the art, too. From 1966 to 1976, China had a cultural revolution during which all Western art and music was forbidden. And I mean totally forbidden. Individuality and personal creativity were not really valued. Western culture was definitely not valued. I mean, even music like Beethoven's Fifth Symphony was considered propaganda and not allowed. Now, the government of China had shifted from a dynasty with an emperor to a communist dictatorship run by Chairman Mao Zedong. And he believed that art, and especially music, needed to address the needs of the common people and demanded that art was simple, plain, and easily understood. So in 1969, pianist Yin Cheng Zong was one of six musicians who arranged that cantata into a piano concerto of the same name. Now, this was kind of a bold move because this thing has both Chinese influences and Western influences. And again, Western music was forbidden. There is a particularly controversial movement in this piano concerto called The East is Red. Here's a little bit of that. Now, this was music written in order to portray Mao Zedong as a great leader who saved the Chinese people. And it was played constantly so that people would sing it as though it were the national anthem. Today, we're going to hear the fourth movement from the Yellow River Piano Concerto, which again originally came from a cantata. And this is called Defend the Yellow River. Our pianist is Yin Cheng Zong, and he's performing with the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Adrian Lieper.
Thank you.
The fourth movement, Defend the Yellow River, from the Yellow River Piano Concerto. And that was by Wang Huazhu. Also, Yinchen Zong was our pianist with the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Adrian Leeper. Tomorrow, for Chinese New Year week, we'll learn a little, some more traditions, and a composer uses a guitar as a sword. Sort of. Okay, kids commuters, now let's ask you our weekly quizlet question one more time. We'll give you your last hint for the week. If you get the answer right, we'll give you an on-air shout-out, send you a little goodie in the mail, tiny thing, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize from Go-Go Squeeze. Now, as a reminder, here's the question. We've learned that each year the Chinese zodiac is assigned to a type of animal. According to the Chinese zodiac, this is the year of the blank. And many of you have gotten this right. Thanks to, let's see, Emily in Washington Island, Wisconsin. Good job, Avery and Lyndon in Beulah. Brendan in Valley Village, California. And a couple of big kids, Maggie and Kyle in Petoskey. Welcome to Kids Commute, you two. So glad you're listening. Also, Sam, Jonah, and Gabe in Interlochen have all figured out this answer. Okay, here's our last hint. Some famous people born under this Chinese zodiac sign include the American President Barack Obama, British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, Walt Disney, and composers Franz Joseph Haydn and Georg Friedrich Händel, and kids commuter Bronwyn. So many famous people. Now let's help with one more famous member of this family. There's even a fictional famous animal of this type, a big blue one called Babe. Was that the hint that set off the bell in your head? If it is, send us a text message with the answer, your name and address, to area code 231-237-7482. We will tell you all the answer tomorrow, and of course have a new Quizlet for you next week if you didn't get this one. And research is not cheating. Okay, that's all for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Y'all have a smashing day.
Interlochen Public Radio.